Passengers of Waymo's self-driving cars are being terrorized in San Francisco. By Lucas Nolan on December 28, 2024. As Google's Waymo scales up its self-driving car service in San Francisco, some passengers have reported incidents of harassment and safety concerns while riding in the company's driverless vehicles. The Washington Post reports that San Francisco has become a testing ground for Waymo's robo-taxi service, with the company's sensor-equipped vehicles becoming an increasingly common sight on the city's streets. While many riders have embraced the convenience and novelty of driverless transportation, some have encountered a new form of public harassment that highlights the challenges of relying on autonomous technology in complex urban environments. In recent months, several Waymo passengers, mostly women, have reported incidents in which their driverless rides were followed, obstructed, or even approached by individuals attempting to enter the vehicle. These encounters have left riders feeling vulnerable and exposed, as the absence of a human driver has made it difficult for them to quickly change routes or seek assistance. Stephanie, a San Francisco tech worker, recounted a frightening experience in which a car carrying several young men followed her Waymo vehicle late one evening, with the occupants honking and yelling inappropriate comments. Unable to instruct the robo-taxi to change its route and avoid leading the pursuers to her home, Stephanie called 911, only to be told that the police could not send a car to a moving vehicle. Other riders have shared similar stories, including encounters with pedestrians who have attempted to enter driverless vehicles at red lights and individuals who have deliberately obstructed the path of Waymo cars. While the company maintains that such incidents are extremely rare, they underscore the challenges of programming autonomous vehicles to respond to the unpredictable nature of human behavior. Waymo has stated that it takes these events seriously and that support agents are available to assist riders who experience harassment or threats to their safety. However, some passengers feel that the company could do more to improve its response to such incidents, such as providing closer coordination with emergency services and allowing riders greater control over a vehicle's route in potentially dangerous situations. As robo-taxi services expand in San Francisco and other cities, operators like Waymo will need to find ways to balance the benefits of driverless technology with the need to ensure passenger safety and security. This may involve developing more sophisticated sensing and response systems that can detect and react to potential threats, as well as establishing clearer protocols for coordination with law enforcement and emergency services. Read more at the Washington Post here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship.